I didn't know it was the Never Settle Podcast. I didn't know that. Damn. I didn't know all that, dude. You didn't tell me that. Never Settle Podcast, baby. Hello, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me. If you do not know me, my name is Matt. And I am a person. I'm a human being that lives on planet Earth most of the time, at least some of the time, I'll say. And yeah, I'm just getting my gain staging right. I'm just getting my levels right in my audio. And so I'm turning that up a little bit. You might hear a little bit of an increase in volume. Thank you for joining me here today. We are going to be talking about Creating Money by Sanaya Roman. And I'm actually going to kick off an entire series that I have I probably should have done this a while ago, but we don't like to should ourselves, okay? You know? I was listening to an episode that I did reading out of Living with Joy by Sanaya Roman. I made that episode in November of 2021. It is now July of 2022. So this is about 8 months ago that I recorded that episode, and I was so inspired by that episode. I know I got inspired by my own episode. I'm full of myself. I'm well aware. I'm working on it every day. And so I really feel like I got so much out of it. And I wanted to just kick off this series by sharing how much Sanaya Roman's work has played a role in my own life. And this starts in roughly the spring of 2020, okay? So I've been on my spiritual journey since about 2015, so about 6.5 years or so. And around 2020 was when things started to really, really, really dramatically shift in my life, like financially and how my ability to practice spirituality in my career and in my business pursuits and in my professional pursuits, how that played a role in my personal growth, really just in every facet of my life and just every single aspect of my life, right? And it really started with, you know, just being much more intentional about the content I was consuming, about the people I spoke to, about the way I spoke to other people. Just, I mean, of course, there's so, you know, this is a deep topic, and just what really influenced my life to change, of course, wasn't just Creating Money by Sanaya Roman, although I gotta say, this book really affirmed all those changes I was making in my life. And I feel that this book represents my spiritual beliefs in a way. And of course, I fall short. You know, they're really not just my spiritual beliefs that they just work out for me all the time. I'm a work in progress, just like everybody else. I fall short of the goal time and time again. However, I genuinely believe that this book hits the nail on the head and sets the record straight in a way I haven't really seen anything else do it. I haven't seen any other author or any other book speak to these points in such an accurate way. And so I want to tell my story a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about what was changing in my life at that time, why this book was so influential, why it's such a big deal to me. And then we're going to read a little bit of it. We're going to pick some of this book apart, and we're going to do a study, and we're going to start from the beginning. Okay. And so here goes. So in April of 2020, I was fired from a job I had been at. I had only been at this job for about 90 days, and right around my 90-day mark, they were deciding whether they wanted to keep me or whether they wanted to let me go, and they decided to let me go, okay? Prior to that, I was working at a job that I had been at for about 4 years. I've been at this job for a while, climbed up the ranks, and I left that job because it no longer aligned with what I really wanted to do in my life. And I had been afraid and I had been in fear of whether or not I should leave that job for a while. And so I, of course, you know, stayed in fear. You know, I stayed in fear, you know, what else is there out there for me? You know, I'm making good money. At the time I was, 22, 23 years old, you know, bringing in about 50, 55K a year at the time, you know, before taxes, which for me, you know, in my early 20s was pretty cool. It was pretty good, you know, and I had just, you know, weathered some storms from some mistakes I had made as a teenager and in my earlier 20s. And, you know, I had like found some real security and some real stability and was able to pay all my bills. I didn't really ever, you know, suffer too much financially because of the way I had things set up. And so, oh my God, I need to make a change now. I recognize this is no longer serving me. What's going to happen next? You know, what does the future hold? And so I was in that fear of the unknown, and that sort of, you know, made me afraid to act, right? That made me afraid to make a change, okay? So I stayed at that job. Now I wound up quitting. I actually quit January of 2020, quit that job, worked at a rehab call center for a few months, right? And this place did not align with my ethics. It did not align with my personal philosophy. And I just felt I had made a change to work at this rehab because I figured, you know, I'm passionate about addiction recovery. I'm passionate about spirituality. They kind of pushed the rehab like it was, you know, just like, man, like they're really saving lives. They're dedicated to saving people's lives. The CEO founder, he cares so much about saving lives. In my opinion, it wasn't really that. And so here I am again at another place that doesn't align with me. And so I was fired due to poor performance. And this is April of 2020 at this point. And I was relieved to be fired because I knew I was going to be able to claim unemployment for a little while. And so I was able to do that. And that really was able to hold me over for a little while. And in that time, I went to work. I mean, I don't know if there was ever a more productive unemployed person ever. Okay, I mean, I was like, this is not defining me. And I advocated for myself and I allowed it to empower me. And I used that time to educate myself, okay? Now, around that time is when I really started to do some digging and some spiritual work around my own personal ideas of money, what it means to make money, what it means to produce wealth. Is the production of wealth and the desire for wealth an inherently bad thing? Is the love of money the root of all evil? These questions I really don't have answers to. But I was doing some more digging and spiritual work on just my own belief systems around money and started to dive into the concept of abundance and the spiritual practice of feeling abundant, feeling energetically abundant, aligning yourself energetically with the frequency of abundance. I understand how woo-woo all this stuff sounds, by the way. I'm painfully self-aware of that, as a matter of fact, saying things like the frequency of abundance and all that stuff can really sound very woo-woo. I actually believe it is much more practical than we make it out to be. I believe it is much more digestible and practical and practical than we make it sound. And I'll explain. Stay with me, skeptics. I know you're listening. Okay. And so I just started to do some work around this. Now, you know, I wasn't necessarily raised, I don't want to say poor, but we didn't have a ton growing up. And I had remembered my family, you know, worrying about not being able to afford things and having financial struggles. And so maybe as a kid, I saw that and picked up on that and then sort of just kind of formed my own opinion and belief system about the way the world works. It's tough to afford things. You know, it's hard, whatever. I don't know where that came from, whether that's from TV, from friends, from seeing other people, or if it's epigenetic or genetic, and I don't even know if epigenetic's a word, you know, intergenerational, whatever, where all that stuff came from. I don't know where that came from, but it was there. And so around this time is when I started to say, wait a second, like, no, this is actually not true. Making money does not always have to be hard. The universe is not a prison. We do not live in a prison. Earth is not a prison. I genuinely believe God wants us to be happy, successful, wealthy, and joyful. There's lots said about this in the Bible as well. And I'm not extremely biblically literate, so I'm not the best messenger for that. However, I started to really align and spend a lot of time in prayer on this, spending a lot of time in meditation on this. Financial insecurity for me has been the single most difficult thing to overcome in my life. There's not a single thing that has presented more difficulty in my life than my own anxiety and fear around money. I flourished more than I ever imagined, faster than I ever imagined, when I was able to begin to master that. And I can't say that I have completely mastered it. I'm a work in progress just like everybody else, although I have definitely more and more over time gained a certain level of mastery over those issues that have allowed me to do some incredible things, things that are impressive, I'll say. Okay. And I, you know, knowing when to congratulate yourself, you know, and knowing when to and how to think about yourself, right? Everything doesn't need to be so complicated. Everything doesn't need to be so difficult. Life is good. Life can be beautiful. Life can be joyful. The universe is a loving place. If you're suffering or going through something right now or struggling, that suffering and that pain is offering you more in the long run than not going through that. In my experience, going through a really tough, challenging, painful time, there was something that I needed to gain from that experience, a lesson that I needed to learn that I had not yet learned. There were some deeper, underlying, fundamental lessons that I needed to gain before I was ready for the next season of my life where I was able to be free from that. And I'm going to actually explain a recent event in my life as well where this happened and where this was the case for me. I have been working for myself for the past 2.5 years or so, and I actually just recently, over the last few weeks, got a job at a marketing agency, which I'm super grateful for. It's an amazing job. The company's awesome. Really excited about it all. Now, I was working for myself for a long time and started to have some pretty solid success early on with e-commerce and started to really crack some systems, started to really, start businesses and really do some really cool things, develop my skills, gained a bit of a resume, gained a track record, gained some credibility and a clientele, and it was really cool. And that now all that started to happen. I was claiming unemployment for a few months after being fired. I know I'm jumping around a lot. That's just how I do things. Got fired from that job. In that time, started going to work, buying courses, gaining marketing skills, you know, learning how to market myself on YouTube. I had then, you know, developed and produced and released videos that would get, you know, tens of thousands of views and, you know, sold products through YouTube and gained a solid source of income from making YouTube videos. One of my huge, biggest revenue streams was actually from products that I sold on YouTube. And I have 2 channels with a combined total of about 1,800 subscribers. No, not even more than that. I just knew how to sell on YouTube really well without even having a larger audience. That was one way. Another way was I started a couple of larger e-commerce stores, built and sold one. I just sold it in April of 2022. So I had that thing for about 2 years. Right around April 2020, I was fired. May, June, July, started really educating myself in e-commerce. By July, August, I had launched my first e-commerce store. That store was profitable within a couple of months. And I had a story to tell. I had I had some skills to offer the world, started my consulting company, got leads from that, and started making sales on that company through YouTube. okay, through my YouTube videos, right? Now, within that whole period, pretty soon to follow that incredible, amazing, beautiful time in my life was going to be some struggles that I had not quite seen coming, okay? And those struggles that I experienced were, I started procrastinating a lot. I started to get pretty entitled after having this marketing success, if I'm going to be completely honest. I got pretty entitled and I started to think, oh, I don't need to work anymore. I read the 4-Hour Work Week and I took it a little bit too literally. Okay, the 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. This is actually a great book and does not deserve to be talked about in such a bad light. Although I took the information from the book, misinterpreted it, manipulated it for it to mean what I wanted. Now, Tim Ferriss wrote this book, 4-Hour Work Week. He actually truly implemented some really amazing systems, built a really reputable business, had real leverage, was able to gain real revenue, and didn't work a ton because he used leverage. Right, he was able to leverage capital, labor, and media and technology to work less. Now, he really had the systems figured out, right? But even Tim Ferriss does not work a 4-Hour Work Week. He does not, you know? I took it a little bit too literally and started to think, oh, that means I don't have to work anymore. And I got entitled and I got full of myself. And soon to follow was going to be some struggles. After selling the business, things like that, I started to have a harder time. Okay, I started to struggle financially, all right? And I actually really didn't even struggle financially as much as I felt so scarce, as much as things felt so hard. I was so worried. I was so stressed. That was energetically, emotionally, I was struggling more than I was even actually struggling financially because I was like, oh my gosh, where is this going to come from? Where is that income going to come from? I procrastinated, okay? I became entitled and what wound up happening was things became way more complicated than they ever needed to be. And I had been in a bad relationship. That was kind of thrown in the mix too. And before I know it, I'm just feeling depressed, man. Before I know it, I'm just feeling stressed and I'm just anxious and I'm just down and I'm feeling low. And I'm like, damn, like I know I'm such a powerful person. I'm looking back at all the things I've done. I'm looking back at all the success I've had. And I'm like, how the freak am I here right now? How am I struggling this hard when I know how powerful I am? I have done incredible things. I have weathered storms. I've been through incredible things and maintained joyful and faithful through this whole time. Why is it that I'm here? How did I get back here? How did I get back to a place of struggle, caring about what people think of me, not having the energy and the inspiration to do the things that I know I'm so good at? How did I get here? You know, that self-doubt started to kick back in. And before I know it, man, I'm struggling. Before I know it, man, I am in the middle of struggling, okay? And I truly am of the belief that God will lift you from your suffering when you have learned the lessons He's trying to teach you. I got entitled. I started procrastinating. I started doubting too much and I stopped pouring into the world. I stopped giving my natural talents, my natural strengths, my gifts. I stopped giving the world my gifts. The world works on a give and take basis, baby. You can't get nothing without giving something. And so what started to happen to me was I became too in my head. I became too stressed. I became too down. I started to procrastinate, right? And I was trying to do things too quick, right? That's another thing I started to do. I started treating my business like it was a casino, okay? I started to dump tons of money into my business trying, you know, overnight, over a weekend, you know, spending $4,000 or $5,000 in a weekend on a new advertising strategy, which I had never tried before, you know, and then getting all kinds of consulting and just panicking, trying to get all these things to work when really business is a slow game. Business is a long game. You know, you want to play the long game. And that's one thing that I've learned from working with so many business owners doing, you know, marketing services for so many business owners is a lot of people aren't playing the slow game. A lot of people panic. They make knee-jerk reactions. They try to get things to happen all at once. You need to do it the right way. You got to have a team in place. You got to play the slow game, you know? And so one thing that I really learned from this entire experience was, first of all, that entitlement, that procrastination, where that all stems from, okay? And I genuinely feel like I was able to be released from that suffering when I was able to learn those lessons of the importance of being frugal. Okay. Now, of course, there's a spectrum with being frugal, you know, like not penny pincher, but just not totally dumping all your cash on things recklessly. Okay. That success is a blessing. It is a God-given gift, and it is something to be truly cherished, something to be truly grateful for. Right. And that you can't just, you don't just have the Midas touch. You know, I really started to think that. I started to think, man, I just have the Midas touch. You know, I would go and do all these advertising strategies and marketing strategies and pick up clients for things that I didn't really actually know about. You know, I wasn't actually that great at those things, or I, you know, I was really investing way too much in certain things, and I became discouraged when they didn't work. And then I started to procrastinate and I would get down on myself. You know, and so all this stuff while I'm working for myself, while I'm my own entity, I'm my own business at this point, you know, and so before I know it, dude, I'm just stressed out. Before I know it, man, I am running myself down because I'm trying to do things too quickly. I want everything to happen at once. And worse than that, I'm trying to do it all myself. So not only do I not have all the answers, I'm the one trying to find all the answers and I don't have them. And so I really learned a ton for my next business, for my next businesses. You know, not that I'm no longer in business at all anymore. I still am, you know. But it's slower now. It's different. It's much different. And there were so many lessons I learned. And I was able to be released from all the negative emotions. I was able to be released from the suffering. I was able to be released from all that pain, all that doubt, all that negativity, because now I just have patience. Now I have strength, and I have really learned something in the process. So I know I said I was going to talk about creating money. I do want to get to this book a little bit. I'm going to read a couple excerpts from this. I just wanted to kick off my Creating Money series, telling you a little bit about myself, a little bit about what I've learned. Why am I qualified to speak on this? The answer is I'm not. I don't really know who is. I'm not perfect with my wealth creation journey. I haven't completely mastered it. I still have tons to learn like everybody else, you know, although I have gained and solidified a certain level of mastery over my wealth creation. And it has absolutely served me in incredible ways. The way my life is today, I genuinely never would have imagined it to be, okay? I genuinely feel passionate about what I do. And I know there's so much more where that came from. Creating Money by Sanaya Roman, excuse me, I absolutely believe sets the record straight on lots of things. And I want to read a few passages. Doubt and worry about money have no relationship to the amount of money you have, nor is the amount of time you spend worrying about money related to how much money you can create. If you resolve to think about money only when you feel confident and peaceful, you can increase your magnetism to what you want. That's another thing. We start to worry so much about money, like when we're feeling our lowest. Like I had a buddy of mine talk to me recently. He had COVID and he was sick and they had him on some meds that was like making him feel anxious and stressed and he like felt like shit. And he's spending that time to like think about his finances. And he called me. He's like, Matt, like, dude, I'm just stressed. Like, I just kind of had to talk for a second. And I'm like, how funny is it that we pick our lowest time to start like conceptualizing our entire self-worth? Like we start to like sum it up like, damn, like maybe that's not the time to think about all this. Maybe that can take a back seat for a little while. until you feel better. It is not enough to sit around and believe. Demonstrate trust by listening to your inner guidance and taking action on it. Since you live in a world of form and substance, action is the physical link to having what you want. You can develop trust by putting your ideas into action, getting feedback, and seeing the results. Every time you are willing to take a risk, you increase your ability to trust and believe in yourself. I don't think there's a better way to practice believing in yourself than taking a risk, by the way. There is a difference between trust and hope. Trusting is believing and knowing that you want that what you want will come. Hoping is wanting something, but not really believing that it will come. Taking action. Taking action. That is the link. Okay? That is the link to having the things you want. Taking action. And you're not going to feel 100% all the time. That's in my experience. There's times where I'm doubtful. There's times where I'm stressed, but somewhere in there is belief and trust. You know, I believe not everything is so black and white. It's not like you're either doubting or you're perfectly trusting. Sometimes it's a little bit of a mixture of both. But that trusting that you do have is demonstrated by your actions. Your actions link you to the things that you want. Even if you're not feeling 100%, go and work on your business. Go and work on your career. Go hustle and do some schoolwork. Do the best you can. You got this. It has been said that you can't have what you want until you don't need it. This is not the same as not wanting it. Let go of what you have asked for completely. Trust that whatever comes will serve you and be for your highest good, even if you don't understand why at the moment. The universe works in perfect ways. You can get in touch with the perfection of the universe and learn to trust that it is loving and teaching you what you need for growth and expansion. No matter what is happening in your life, every situation is teaching you what you need to learn to become more powerful. Everything that is happening is in some way helping you achieve your greatest potential, awaken your inner strength, and gain new levels of mastery. You can learn to identify what each situation is teaching you. As you recognize what you are learning, you will be able to move through situations more rapidly with joy rather than struggle. This truly is a loving, generous, abundant, and caring universe, and you will always be given what serves you best. Sometimes, unfortunately, what serves you best, and not in like a nun slapping you on the wrist sort of serves you best way, not in a sort of like, you know, mom and dad beating you up when you're a kid serves you best sort of way. It is true that sometimes we do need to learn and grow through struggle. It's not always the case, but it happens. Sometimes the struggle that you're experiencing, the suffering that you're experiencing, is actually serving you best because it is teaching you a hard lesson. Some lessons are harder than others. It is very possible for us to learn and grow in a joyful manner, although sometimes I believe our higher self, God, whatever you call it, relays information and messages to us based on their urgency and importance with how much suffering you're experiencing. So it's like, if this is a really important lesson, if your lesson is don't procrastinate and save your money, right? You might go broke learning that lesson. You know, like you might fall flat on your face trying to learn that lesson. You know, and then once time and time again, things have been demonstrated to you, you're going to almost like energetically, because of the pain you've experienced, you're almost naturally going to just avoid certain behaviors and certain actions, right? Because now you have the experience. There are certain business mistakes that I just would not make today based on my past 2.5 years of business experience. Now, when I started, that was not the case. I mean, I almost got sued a couple times from something that I didn't even do just because I didn't sign paperwork correctly or something, because I just trusted everybody. Now I know you have to be more cautious. You have to be more careful. Nowadays I know, no, you are not entitled to that success. That is a blessing. That is a gift, okay? As much as you do deserve it, you're not entitled to it. There is a difference. Doing the things to continue to duplicate and grow on that success that only comes from not feeling that entitlement. Guys, this has been awesome. This has been a really, really awesome podcast. I listened to my first Sinai Roman episode, and I was just so inspired to do another one. I really love this stuff. I love you. I appreciate this. This stuff brings me so much joy. I listened to that episode and I was like, it is only right that I do this. I feel a calling. I feel compelled to really come and just speak on this type of stuff. If you guys are digging this, reach out to me on Instagram, Matt_Abagnaro. Hit me up, comment on one of my pictures, shoot me a DM. Just let me know, dude, I just resonated so much with what you have to say. If you're vibing with me right now, what's going on? Let's get it. Creating Money by Sinai Roman. If you're listening to this, you probably have already heard of it. If you haven't, get up on it. And I wish you guys all the best in all of your endeavors and goals. Peace.